Apanka to Yeshu Sarit Sarahsu. Apanka to Yeshu Sarit Sarahsu. Anantalingai Samalan Kriteshu. Anantalingai Samalan Kriteshu. Chachara Tirtha Yanatesh Ananya. Chachara Tirtha Yatanesh Ananya. Pureshu punyo pavana drikunjeshva. Apankato yeshu sarit sarasu. Anantalingai samalan kriteshu. Chachara tirtha yatanish ananya. Pureshu punyo pavana drikunjeshva. Apankato yeshu sarit sarasu. Galinga samalan kriteshu. Pureshu punyo pavana drikunjeshva. Apankato yeshu sarit sarasu. Antalingai samalakriteshu. Chachara tirtha yatanish ananyaha. Mataji, please. Pureshu punyo pavana drikunjeshu. Apankato yeshu sarit sarasu. Anantalingai samalan kriteshu. Chachara tirtha yatanishu ananyaha. Pureshu. Holy places like Ayodhya, Dwaraka and Mathura. Punya, piety. Upavana, the parks. Adri, hill. Kunjeshu, in the orchards. Apanka, without sin. Toyeshu, in the water. Sarit, river. Sahasru, lakes. Ananta lingai, the forms of the unlimited. Samalankriteshu, being so decorated. Chakara, executed. Tirtha, places of pilgrimage. Ayataneshu, holy lands. Ananya, alone or seeing Krishna alone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He began to travel alone, thinking only of Krishna. through various holy places like Ayodhya, Dwaraka and Mathura. He traveled where the air, hill, orchard, river and lake are all pure and sinless, and where the forms of the unlimited decorate the temples. Thus, he performed the pilgrim's progress. Purport. The archa, forms of the Lord, may be considered idols by the atheists, but that does not matter for the persons like Vidura or his many other servants. The forms of the Lord are mentioned here as Anantalinga. Such forms of the Lord have unlimited potency, the same as that of the Lord himself. There is no difference between the potencies of the archa and those of the personal forms of the Lord. The example of the post box and post office may be applied here. The little post boxes distributed all over the city have the same potency as a postal system in general. The duty of the post office is to carry letters from one place to another. If one puts letters in the post box authorized by the general post office, the function of carrying letters is performed without a doubt. Similarly, the Archamurti can also deliver the same unlimited potency of the Lord as when he is personally present. Vidura, therefore, could see nothing but Krishna in the different archa forms, and ultimately he was able to realize Krishna alone and nothing else. Pureshu punyo pavana drikunjeshva apan katoyeshu sarit sarahsu anantalingai samalan kriteshu chachara tirthayataneshu ananyah. He began to travel along, thinking only of Krishna, through various holy places like Ayodhya, Dwaraka and Mathura. He traveled where the air, hill, orchard, river and lake are all pure and sinless, and where the forms of the unlimited decorate the temples. Thus, he performed the pilgrim's progress. Omagyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhirayat nashto prayesho abhadresho nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naistike yam svanubhavam akilam shutisaramekam adhyatma dipamatititirshatam tamundham samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam tam vyasa sunumupayami guru muninam mukham karoti vachalam phalgum langayate girim tatkripatamaham bande shri gurun dinatarine ajanulambita bujau kanaka vadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayataksau vishvambaro dvijavaro yuga dharma palau vande jagat priyakaro karuna avatarau vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me yet another opportunity to share some realizations, whatever little I have. And I would like to seek the blessings of advanced and senior Vaishnavas. Maharaj, please kindly give your blessings so you'll be able to speak few tangible words glorifying Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, glorification of pilgrimage and holy places is everywhere. In Brahma Samhita, it is explained, Advaitam Achutam Anantam Anantarupam, Anadim Anantarupam. Krishna has many, many forms. In Brahma Samhita 533, it is explained that Lord Brahma says that Krishna is not limited only just to one form. only this God or only this one, otherwise go to hell. That's very, very narrow understanding of the supremacy. Krishna has, you know, many avatars, many forms. Ramadi murti shukalani yamena tishtan nana avataram akarud bhuvaneshu kintu nana avataram is like waves in the ocean. We cannot even imagine how many avatars Krishna has. Somebody came to Srila Prabhupada and challenged him, how come God can become a pig? Varaha avatar. God a pig. How he can become pig? And Prabhupada said, why not? He is the boss. He can do whatever he wants. In fact, if he cannot become a pig, he is not God. He can become mosquito avatar, he can become fish avatar, tortoise, whatever it may be. But it is not material. It's all avichintya tattva for the people who have a material concept of life. In fact, in his wonderful writings, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami explains when Gop Kumar, he went to spiritual world, he saw the varieties of existence there in spiritual world. Material world is only ekapad vibhuti, one third of creation, with all these unlimited billions and zillions and trillions of Milky Ways and clusters and galaxies is nothing but speck of creation of Krishna. And all the beauty in this world, Krishna says, yad yad vibhuti mat tatvam shrimat urjitam eva vai. It's just nothing. The most beautiful thing, including all these wonderful hero and heroines and Hollywood stars and industries and beauty, you know, and the big, big, wonderful creation is nothing but speck of beauty. Vibhuti matcha. So, and the spiritual world is tripad vibhuti, three-fourths of creation. Main thing is there. And he saw so many wonderful manifestations of devotees. Many hands, many heads, different colors. I mean, he was shocked. Wow, so many varieties of forms in spiritual world. And Sanat Goswami, he writes, actually, this is the devotees of the Lord who got Sarupya Murti, means form identical to the Lord's form. And they were worshipping particular form in one particular of the millions and billions of universes where Krishna came to that universe in that particular avatara. Therefore, devotees can be of different shapes and colors and whatever. Can you imagine tree avatara? Or mosquito avatar, or ant avatar. Why not? Krishna comes to any avatar to deliver the living entities. Really, because all living entities has children. Really. And God sacrificed everything for his children. Really. You see, he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left this Aranyam. This 11th canto Bhagavatam explains. He went to the forest. And of course, we have this wonderful explanations of our acharyas, that he renounced everything for the sake of living entities, to save his children. It can become Rama. He went to the forest 14 years, jungle. And we have such a wonderful Ramayana, isn't it? We're not going to talk about that. It's different forms. Ayodhya, it's in this text mentioned that he went to these places like Dwaraka, Ayodhya, Mathura. Krishna sacrificed his personal loving exchange with Radharani. You see? To go and establish dharma, dharma samsthapana panartha, to kill all these demons. You see? Many devotees, they didn't even know what kind of form are there. I was hearing Malati Prabhu and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, they were sharing when they went to San Francisco to open temple. They didn't know even how Krishna looks like. Really amazing. When Mukunda Maharaj went to them, to take them to San Francisco, and said, Swamiji, he said, we have to open the temples. And they said, what is this temple? He said, this is a front store, painted white. That's temple. Because I didn't have any idea what temple is. Because it's front store in 26th Second Avenue in New York, you can see. It's front store painted white. That's temple. And how God looks like, I have no idea. And when they came to San Francisco, rest is the history, they found one artist. Said, do you know how God looks like? Said, well, I've been in India, I know. And amazing. He says, okay, I'll tell you how God is blue. And they make huge, he painted, you know, in the front store, huge mountain volcano. You know, volcano? coming volcano, and from that volcano, four-handed blue guy coming up, like this. That's God, from volcano. That was a concept of God. And guess what? Krishna is there, in volcano also. Andantarastam paramanu chayantarastam govindam adipu. He's everywhere. He can be in this pillar. Is he in this pillar? Of course, he can be. Mai pashyati sarvatra. Devotee can see him everywhere, even in the ant. We have many, many realizations in India. I'll share with you a few later on. But Krishna gave us the eyes to see him everywhere, while materialistic people, they cannot. Chakshudan diloje janme janme prabhuse divya gyan kharide prakashito. You see? Devotee can see him. Others, they cannot. Amazing, huh? Why? Because devotee is sacrificing everything. And then Srila Prabhupada came. Srila Prabhupada, he was just, you know, hippies and all these young boys and girls, crazy guys, you know. They don't know any etiquette, no Vaishnava culture, no spiritual tradition. Prabhupada arrived first time in airport, first flight in San Francisco he did. And then Prabhupada put garland on himself. What to do? Because they don't know how to receive the guru. So he had to put garland on himself and come out like this. Because reporters and many, many people, he has to be international, you know. And when he came to the temple, front door painted white, he was shocked by seeing this volcano. Hum, oh God. Wow, he was so. Swamiji, do you like it? I said, yes, I like it. Very nice, very nice. Just to encourage, very nice, very nice. And then he said, how to explain these young girls and boys, who is Vigraha, who is God, who is this form? So Prabhupada took the photo of Radha Krishna and showed them, this is God. And you know, hippies, they're sitting like that. And, oh, cool, I got, here's, who is this girl near to him? And Prabhupada said, oh, what to say, what to say? They don't understand. Prabhupada said, this is his girlfriend. And everybody said, wow, cool, God has God friends. So he has girlfriend, it's very nice. We like this God. Because Prabhupada said, this is original girlfriend. So he's original boyfriend and she's original girlfriend. So anyway, Krishna has many, many forms. And Srila Prabhupada established many, many forms. And why devotees can see Krishna everywhere? Why? There is one story, just to underline the point. Why devotees can see Krishna? Why he manifests himself to these devotees? Because they're taking sacrifice. They sacrifice everything for him, actually. Manasa deho geho jo kichu more arpilutu apade nanda kishore. They sacrifice. Once it was husband and wife, and wife said, you know, actually, no, husband didn't have the watch belt broken, you know. And wife said, well, she had long hair, said, can you buy shampoo for me? Shampoo? I said, my dear, see, I cannot even repair my watch. How I can buy shampoo for you? So it was kind of a little bit quarrel. Can you buy shampoo for me? See how nice hair I have. And he said, no, I don't have money even to buy my watch belt. What to speak about shampoo? All right. So and then he went to the office, and when he was coming back, he thought, well, what to do? I have to buy shampoo for my wife. And he did, forget this watch. He went and sold this broken watch for whatever little money. And he went and bought the shampoo. And then he came to her happy, thinking I'll make her happy. And he came and he saw she has short, you know, hair. Hey, what happened to you? I bought shampoo for you. He said, well, you see, I decided to cut my hair and sell it to buy watch belt for you. And then they laughed, and it's not a question of belt or shampoo. It's something else there, right? It's not a question of one flower or some $1 donations. It's not at all. Krishna is not a beggar. Everything belongs to him. Is it not? Sometimes you can see people say, one devotee came to our temple and we did Abhishekam, Krishna Ashtami. And in Mayapur also. You're putting, you know, milk and honey and panchamrita. Beautiful, Abhishekam. So this man was kind of materialistic. What is this? They're wasting milk and honey for some stone? What is this? I knew that they're worshipping some different incense. That's all right. But to waste liters of honey and milk and yogurt and whatnot, ghee, butter. It is crazy. He started to criticize. So then we took him aside and said, listen, you have seen this, all the shampoos and mixed with lemon and different flavors with some kind of strawberry shampoo. They're mixing some soap, advertising, okay, some chemical strawberry and shampoo and lemon and potatoes or whatever, cucumber. They're mixing all the stuff there. And then they're bathing themselves. That small one, tiny, insignificant chemicals. This is a supreme proprietor of the universe who is proprietor of everything. Do you think he didn't deserve one glass of milk or something like that? You see, one guy from Germany, he criticized, you know, Tirupati Balaji. In more than 1,000 years, they worshipping Tirupati Balaji, right, in Tirupati. And only one crown cost you, I don't know in English how much it will cost, 40,000 crores. I don't know. 40,000 crores. Here we're talking Patram Pushpam. Take God $1 donation. Are you joking or what? God is not beggar. He has only one crown, 40,000, whatever. Millions of dollars. One crown only. And one guy was criticizing as a challenge. He make 170 crores crown for the dog. So Prabhupada said, whom we are worshipping? We are worshipping God or we are worshipping dog? D-O-G or G-O-D? We can see so many people walking with a dog. So many running around. But they don't have time to come for the short pilgrimage in Vatsika Avenue to take darshan of beautiful deities. So this is very, very nice. And were you bathing God in milk? Why not? You know that history shows Cleopatra. You know Cleopatra? Every day she was bathing in milk and whatnot. And her name in history. And that's fine with people. They don't mind to, Cleopatra bathing in milk. No. Tiny, small, insignificant creature of this world. Still bathing in milk. Kings and queens. And God, he's a proprietor of all universes. You see? One minister comes in India, you know, to cut the ribbon of some house. They're spending 50,000 rupees, you know, just for ribbon. See? And when we are worshipping God with some expensive flowers and a little bit, why are you wasting money? So this is a Dwapara Yuga. This is one joke in India. You know, in Dwapara Yuga, in Satya Yuga, people used to give everything to God, everything. In fact, even nowadays, there's some kind of devotion is there in India. In Tirupati Balaji, if you go to the temple, and there is particular one box, if you have ever been, have you been there, Tirupati Balaji? This big window, glass. Behind the glass, mountains of money and people counting that. You can see how they're counting. It should be transparent, you know. People donating so much money, sometimes bags of money. Just anamika, unknown. Bag of, like a huge bag of money for the Lord. Giving. They have business, of course, with God. God, please give me this and I'll give you this. One guy came to temple, you know, Sadanugrahaya. He came there, hey, my Lord, you know, do one thing. It's so bad, you know. Can you give me $100,000, please? Please. I promise. Half I'll give to you, guarantee. All right. So next day he got a lottery ticket and he got $50,000. Wow. He came to God and said, thank you, thank you. I knew that you are very intelligent, but I didn't know that you are that intelligent. You already took your 50,000 beforehand? Yeah, so you took already your 50,000 before? You give me only my part, so you took yours already. No? So people, they don't have that concept of giving, only taking. One guy was drowned. He was so stingy, greedy. He never gave anything to anyone, even drop of water, stingy. Huh? And miser, yes. And he drowned in the water, was drowning, and hands only, one hand was there. So a few guys came to him by boat, and, give me your hand. And he's not giving. No, he doesn't understand word give. You have to take my hand. So take my hand, grab it immediately. So to give, there is a word not in their dictionary. People say only wanted to me. iPhone, iPod, iTouch, iPad, and iPad. No, he said they have to pay, and then more and more and more. So this is a mentality. In Satya Yuga, yes, and in Tirupati Balaji, when people go to the pilgrimage, you know, I went several times by Krishna's mercy, you can see people counting mountains of money. And anything by chance falling down in the box, this big, big box, donation box, huge one. And people coming and giving their rings, golden rings and whatever, everything they're giving. One time, long back, it was in news, one lady put small baby on that box. She was just changing something, put the baby flag inside. And this is a rule. Anything went to the box, it could not be given back. This baby, they kept in the temple, they put it in Gurukul. They never gave it back. And lady said, okay, fine. Swaha. She gave this baby to Krishna. Of course, it became wonderful devotee Vaishnava. I went to Gurukul and everything. But she didn't claim, oh, you have to give me back. I mean, no, she just gave everything. In fact, Prabhupada said, before, great parents, they used to give their children to God, at least one. If somebody has several children, one small boy has to be given to Gurukula, to temple. Prabhupada used to go and travel. But he said, when Vishwamitra, he came and asked Dasharath, I need Ram and Lakshman, give me, because he is God. And you know, Vishwamitra and Vasishtha, they are just opposites. They are always fighting. If Vishwamitra says black, Vasishtha has to say white. You know, it must. You know, Ramayana. But when Dasharatha, no, I cannot. I can go myself. I know, I cannot. But don't take them. They are small kids. And Vishwamitra said, no, he is Supreme Personality of God. Jai Shri Ram. And even Vasishtha said, yes, that's true. And all assembly, wow. Even these two guys agreed on this point. They never agreed on anything. And then even Dasharath, he had to give these two boys. Okay, if these guys agreed, I have to give. So they went. So Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has many forms. In Satya Yuga, people used to give everything. In Treta Yuga, they used to put some circle, you know, some yagya arena. They did yagya. And then after yagya, they used to throw from the distance a little bit, some opulence. When they're sitting, swaha, inam swaha. And then whenever they were sitting, they're taking their opulence and kings and queens, putting their jewelry, and throwing inside that kunda. Whatever fall down inside the kunda, it's for God. Whatever happened to fall down outside, so you can take back. In Treta Yuga. In Dwapara Yuga, they make one line, you know. And they're throwing like this, whatever fall down on the left side, you can take. Whatever on the right side, God can take. So they used to throw by left hand, a little bit leftist. Whatever. But in Kali Yuga, this is one rule. They're taking, you know, $10 and throwing in the sky. God, catch it. If you didn't catch, that's your problem. Whatever God caught, it's his. Whatever fall down, it's mine. So there is no tendency much in this world. So Archivigraha, Prabhupada gives an example, is like a post office box. And there are some different purposes, Srila Prabhupada writes in commentaries. Why do we need Archivigraha? He said, if you want to send some letter, some message, like for example, patra. Patra means letter. Patri means messenger. You know? Prem Patra. Love letter. Krishna and Radharani, they are sending letters, you know, to each other from Varshanananda Gram. And there's a secret service delivering the letters. So Patri. So Patra means letter. But you have to put in proper hands and proper box. Prabhupada gives example of the red box, for example, international or national. But you cannot say, in post office, so old box. Let me make my own box at home. I can spend more money and put, so no need to go far away. I can drop my letters right away in my house. I can make much better than that one. But it's not authorized. From this, you can drop your letters, but it will never go anywhere. It has to be authorized. However, maybe strange it looks like and maybe old looks like, it's authorized. So similarly, when we're coming to the deities, they're authorized recipients of our prayers. Through them, Krishna can hear us. In fact, Srila Prabhupada writes in commentary that Krishna, he manifests in the form like devotee praying, you know. There is a wonderful, wonderful prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam 9 chapter. You know. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsarujya ase shrutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam yatyadhiya taurugaya vibhavayanti tattat vapuh pranayase sat anugrahaya. Krishna manifests himself according to the mood of devotee. Jaisa bhava isa prabhava. And we can hear about Krishna. Wow, amazing. You know? Shrutekshita. Shrutekshita means we can hear through the ears about Krishna. We may never seen Krishna. See, we never, some of us, we are very, very fortunate to be sitting here. Some of you even more fortunate. Most of you, in fact. Especially in this wonderful temple. You have seen Srila Prabhupada. Our generation, we never seen Srila Prabhupada. Can you imagine? We are dedicating our lives without even seeing somebody. Why? Shrutekshina. Shushrushuk shradhanasya vasudeva katharuchihi yat mahat sevaya vipram punya tirthani sevaya. By hearing only. Shrutekshina. Shushrushuk. Like that. So therefore, benefit of the deities, they are actually accepting our prayers. They are installing the program software in our heart. Bhakti. You know, there's software engineers in Silicon Valley. We have to install the program. We have computer, but without the program installed there, it's just simply a bunch of metal. We need that program. And Srila Prabhupada is program engineer, software engineer. He installed this program in our hearts. Such a wonderful program, you see. And it's working. Even engineer is absent, program already working. So, and purifying our senses, we can... And second meaning, see, it's also a very interesting point. Viduraji, Mahatma Vidura, he's teaching us the lesson. Krishna was present on the planet. He was present on the planet. He could have been, okay, now I'm free. I am retired now. This Duryodhana kicked me out from the palace. Fine, I'm going directly to Krishna. Prabhu, Prabhuji, tum chandana mein pani. I'm yours. No, he didn't go to him. He went to the pilgrimage. To purify himself for 20 years, whatever, how many years he was traveling. He could have been gone directly to Krishna, but he didn't feel himself qualified. And Prabhupada writes in commentary that Archavigraha is even more merciful than Krishna. Anyway, second one, it can purify our heart. First benefit. Second benefit is whenever Archavigraha is established, all place become pilgrimage place, really. It becomes holy place. Like you can go to temples, like Soho Street in London, for example, also. You know, Radha Landaneshwara. Such a horribly, you know, sinful street. Everything. You go outside the gate of the temple, you cannot survive even one step in Krishna consciousness. But Radha Landaneshwara purified the surcharge with energy. Rukmini Dwarakadish, you see. Not to speak about Los Angeles, that's why I took London. Los Angeles is not far away. He's in the same line. Horrible. Yesterday we had program, some devotees, and invited. Horrible. What kind of things are happening here? We came from Vrindavan, it's just like... It's very difficult to digest even what people are doing. What they are not doing, actually. Because they are asantoshti. They are not happy at all. Anyway, so purify, and then second benefit Prabhupada said, we need deities to purify our tendency to enjoy opulent food and dress opulently, you know, to have 10,000 shoes and dresses. And if you want to, the tendency is there, but we have to purify it by dressing Krishna beautifully, by feeding him opulently. So our tendency to enjoy Ishwaraham aham bhogi balavan sukhi, that demoniac tendency to be me, beloved myself, aham mameti, that can be purified by giving, not by taking. Giving hand will never be empty. So this is not the expenses, this is investment. So and yet another one, it's called helping us to control the mind. In 11th canto Bhagavata, mind compared with a horse. Horse. Uncontrollable horse. So Archavigraha, when we're coming, it helps us to control the mind. Whenever you remember Yatpada, Pankaja, Palasa, Vilasa, Bhaktya, when you're remembering lotus feet of Krishna, right? Don't worry, profit or the loss, surrender life to Supreme Boss. Right? We said, to whom you keep Guru's order in the heart, example his behold, to whom you meet, give Krishna's feet, two lotuses to hold it in our mind. And when remembering Krishna's lotus feet, you know, yet samasrita yet padapallava plavam, we remembering this padapallava, we can cross this ocean, very dangerous ocean. And last things, we can just, not the least, we can actually spiritualize all our senses. Like Prabhupada gave example of the iron putting in the fire. It's not iron anymore, it's actually already fire. It's working as a fire. So similarly, when we're in connection with deities, we become very, very different in different world. And it gives protection. Believe me or not, there is special mantras. And I'll just give you just one small speck story. I have tons of stories, believe me, honestly. Because in India, somehow, it's really, you'll be surprised. Especially in Vrindavan, so many deities can speak to you. I know so many people. So many people. What to speak of Saligram Shilas? In Nepal, we have Kaligandaki, right? If nobody been there, you're most welcome. Kaligandaki. We got wonderful property just on the bank of Kaligandaki. One mayor of the city gave us. So many Saligram Shilas. But these people, they taking the mountain of Saligrams with bulldozer and excavator. And making a road, pitch road, out of Saligram Shilas. That's direct. They're making a road directly to hell for themselves. Because ignorance. One blind leading another blind. So we wanted just to establish this culture. And we know that story, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he took the Saligram Shila to Vrindavan and he became Radharaman. Just manifested, just for his devotee, Radharaman. Such a beautiful, sweet deity. And I'll tell you one small story, not to take much time. When I came to Nepal, particularly as a personal realization, when we came to Nepal, it was the big war. King was killed, murder, massacre, all family. And then some parties came to power, we know that. It was like heavy war going on. People were killed and blasted and anyway, horrible. I've seen all this. And when we came, many, many terrorists, they used to go to temples and blast, put the bomb in the temple and blast the temple, set the fire. So many things happened. They came to me to terrorize me personally, so I have experience. And one day, they came, one very heavy guy. He had many, many karate clubs all over country. Nearly 40 karate clubs. You know this? And karate means this, they were like kind of youth wing of, you know, fighting party. They were like youth forum. And he came to temple with many people, karate wallas. Oh, many people came. And they started to beat our monks. I mean, you know, playing with muscles started to be, they beat a few of my boys, you know, and they said, okay, guys, you have to give us this many dollars, that many money, so much money you have to give us. So we said, why? I mean, what's the point? I went to talk to him, and in his room, in his, you know, training complex, I saw some pistol and a weapon there. So I requested as a leader, I said, can you cool down, please? Just okay. Ah, who are you thinking you are? They gave us challenge. You choose, tomorrow morning we're going to set fire or put a bomb into your temple. Or you give money. Or you have to make us, anyway, so many things. So, why? So and then one devotee from France actually, Madhavendra Puri Prabhu, his name. So he gave me one deity from Mayapur, Ugra Nrisimha, like this. And he's doing surgical operation to Hiranyakashipu. Such a nice murti. And he said, you see, I am Grihastha. I just cannot worship this murti. Can you Brahmachari, can you take it? Because I have some bad experience with this murti in terms of my family. So he gave me. I said, are you sure? Yeah. Because you're doing puja. We are doing puja to deities already nearly 20 years already. So you just add this murti to your puja set. So I took it. And I took it to Nepal. And when these terrorists were attacking us, I was thinking, well, this is the time to ask Nrisimha some blessings. Om namo bhagavate shri mahanrisimhaya damstra kralavadanaya ghora rupaya vajranakhaya jwala malini mama vignan pacha pacha mama bhayam bindi bindi mama shatrun vidravaya vidravaya mama rishtan prabanjaya prabanjaya chata chata hana hana chindi chindi mama bhishtan puraya puraya mama raksha raksha hambat swaha. And I said to my devotees, because I had one center downtown, and these guys, so I wrote to GBC guys, you know, what to do. This is the case, and it's no joke. So many temples already blasted, so many people killed. This is a situation in the country. So I don't know. And I told, I put nearly new president there, one devotee, and he was, I said, you have to do puja to Nrisimhadev now. And he was doing puja all evening, all night, you know, because everybody intends what to do. And the next morning, I got phone call. I just called, so what's happening? Morning time. And this devotee called me, Patri Prabhu, victory. Vijayi Bhavit, Shri Tirni Tirma Tirmama. Our victory. So what happened? You know what happened? Next morning, that leader of the party, Karatewala, he got toothache all of a sudden. He went to a doctor to do some drilling, whatever, some. And he got heart attack and died. So, wow, that's far out. Since that time, no any terrorists, no problem. This is very dangerous, Hare Krishnas, you know. They're going very far away from temple. So Krishna sometimes acting like that, as a archa-vigraha. So don't mess up with Krishna, you know, especially with the deities. In Mayapur we have deities, Ugranda Singha, Radha Madhava, Gornitai. So, and it's happening. But only devotees have privilege to ask that. And Krishna will respond. So therefore, yat hamam prapadyanti tam sthathaiva bhajamaham. We see that Vidurji, he sacrificed everything to see the Lord, the holy places, to see and get the blessings. So, and get association of devotees. Because pilgrimage doesn't mean only, as we discussed last time, to touch the water and just like this, boom, and then go back to square number one and do whatever you want. Catch as you like. No. Actually, we're coming to associate with devotees. Because where I'm a holy place, saintly people must be there around. And when we get association, then what will happen? We can hear about Krishna. We can remember Krishna. Yasyam vaishruya manaya krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapaha. Our illusion, our fear, bhaya, and sufferings will be going away. Hare Krishna, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mahatma Vidurji ki jai, Archa Vigraha ki jai, Intai Gaura Premanande. Hare Hare. Ananta Goli Vaishnava Linda ki jai. Hare Krishna. I hope so.